You have just sat down to dinner when suddenly the phone rings. Someone is trying to sell you a magazine, a long-distance phone service, or a vacation. Has this ever happened to you? Salespeople place about 100 million calls a year. They use an automatic dialer to call hundreds of homes at the same time. Some of these calls might offer you a better long-distance telephone service, or let you know about a special rate for cable or DSL service. But sometimes these calls can be very annoying. Now there is something you can do about it. In 2003, the U.S. government created a Do Not Call registry. You can register your phone number online or by phone. If you do so, most telemarketers are not permitted to call you for 5 years. However, some telemarketers can still call you, political organizations and charities. Also, companies with which you do business, such as your bank, may call you to offer you a new product or service. However, when they call, you can ask them not to call you again. If you make this request, they are not allowed to call you again. You can register up to 3 numbers on the Do Not Call National Registry, including your cell phone number. It may take 3 months before the Do Not Call order goes into effect. In the meantime, here are some suggestions for dealing with telemarketers. You could get a caller ID to see who is calling. About 40% of households have them. You could ask your phone company if they have a privacy manager, a service that screens unidentified phone calls. The phone will not even ring in your house unless the caller identifies himself. If you are not interested in the offer, you can try to end the phone call quickly. But you shouldn't get angry at the caller. He or she is just trying to make a living. If you do decide to buy a product or service, remember, you should never give out your credit card number if you are not sure who the caller is.